Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC again flip-flopped on its masking guidelines for people who've been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Tuesday.
The largest concern that I think we in public health and science are worried about is that virus and the potential mutations away. We are from a very transmissible virus that has the potential to evade our vaccines in terms of how it protects us from severe disease and death.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Democrat political donor Ed Buck was convicted Tuesday of supplying fatal methamphetamine doses to two men at his West Hollywood apartment. Buck could face life in prison after the guilty verdict. 4 years ago, Jamel Moore was found dead from an OD in Buck's Hollywood apartment. Timothy Dean was found dead from an OD at the same apartment in January of 2019. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an update from Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission. Dan Naraki explains.
A select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol heard testimony Tuesday from four police officers who defended the building from rioters. Congressman Jim Jordan was not in that hearing, though he was nominated to the committee by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But his appointment was rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he believes he was left off of the committee because of the questions he would ask of the Speaker's office.
No, it was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect this and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Voter ID is something that is very partisan. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want the ID in place for election integrity. After President Biden calls the new legislation Jim Crow laws without providing any details, the Texas governor calls Biden a liar.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is a voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that have been cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, go update your device right now. Why? Because there are brand new patches out that will combat newly discovered hacks. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Rick Manning, yes, from, the world famous Get Liberty. Hey, Mr. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, we're doing great. Americans for Limited Government, having a good time, and never a dull moment. There's when it comes to the Biden administration, if you don't care about the country, mm-hmm. it is a great time to be in Washington D.C. because there's so much stuff to be focused on and educate people on and get people worked up about. But if you care about what's happening in the country, mm-hmm. kind of the opposite.
Right. Exactly. Well, just for levity, we called George Burgess and said, hey, do we get a deal on Hunter Biden's artwork if we don't want a visit with the president? And no discounts were offered.
Really? No discounts were offered?
I don't want a quid pro quo. I just want for posterity. I just want a piece of the art.
I just want his DNA for other reasons. Mm-hmm. And the FBI should buy the painting so that he can get a DNA sample for other investigations.
Well, the FBI had a chance to get in his laptop. Rudy Giuliani's apartment, right? And they didn't want to touch that. So DNA, schmNA, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I know that's not what we're talking about, but I have to tell you the thing that that people aren't talking about, and the implications, foreign governments and other people owning, essentially buying access to Biden. But I will tell you that if I'm President Xi in China. And I'm having meetings in Beijing with officials, American officials. I'm having Hunter Biden's artwork on the wall.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm reminding that in any private meeting they have, I would have Hunter Biden's artwork on the wall. I would visually remind every single person in that room that they are not, that they're working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not working for the guy they think they are, because it's such a subtle but important psychological game to play
mm-hmm.
that it casts doubts in terms of what American policy should be and who's actually in charge. And quite honestly, it would be a brutal reminder of that. And so when you get down to it, this isn't just, the standard, Bill Clinton selling the Lincoln bedroom kind of corruption, which is that was outrageous. But, that's selling access is as old as, governments.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something more, because there is an intimidation technique that can be gained by anybody who's willing to pay the freight to purchase this. I have a hard time calling it art, but whatever he's producing. And it sends a not-so-subtle message to any American diplomat or negotiator or even business person who's going into meetings about who's in control and who isn't. And that's the most dangerous thing. It is a position putting the Chinese or anybody else at the elevated position above us.
Right.
And so that's...
Well, it's disgustingly blatant. I mean, we've known this for years. Peter Schweitzer reported on it. It was right there. It's been in front of the media for at least 3, if not 5 years. All this stuff was going on. You know, we saw a video of Hunter Biden on Air Force Two riding with his, I mean, the guy was so cheap, he couldn't even buy his own commercial ticket. He had to, you know, get a ride with his dad on an official airplane on Air Force Two to go in and negotiate, you know, for he and the Biden, you know, conglomerate and the Biden family. And meanwhile, it's just, you know, he just keeps on moseying along, you know, and they're doing business as usual, just like the Clintons did. It's like, wait a minute, you got to be kidding me. See, this is what's driving the everyday American who's dealing with inflation, dealing with serious economic problems. And you got these guys, you know, just taking full advantage and, you know, going into the public treasury, helping themselves and doing everything else, every quid pro quo out the back door that they can get away with.
It's pretty disgusting. And it's and quite honestly, it was not only predictable, but should have been reported on. It was reported on. Mm-hmm. New York Post had a report about this disconnection, about the laptop and everything that was in the laptop related to the big guy and the money flows and the like. They had
made sure they held off on that reporting until after the election.
Right. You know, they had Hunter Biden's business partner laying out everything that was going on and before the election. And so, you know, it's frustrating because you and I knew about this before the election.
Of course.
Your listeners knew about this before the election. So none of us should be surprised. But if anybody comes up to you and says, I'm shocked, I didn't realize that there was this level of corruption, you know, to any listener, they should just say, listen, everybody knew it who was paying attention to conservative talk radio. The problem was, or reading conservative publications, the problem was that Facebook, Twitter, and the like, and Google would not allow you to be exposed to it unless you sought it out.
Exactly.
They deliberately blocked you from knowing this. So this is not it's not even a Joe Biden problem. I mean, Joe Biden is who he is.
Yes.
This is a disinformation problem, a deliberate misinformation problem directed at Facebook, Google, Twitter, and the rest of the so-called, you know, the establishment media.
Mm-hmm.
The very same people who today want to engage the government in ferreting out misinformation, things they term to be misinformation from the right, things like the New York Post article unveiling the Hunter Biden laptop and what was on it. That's the kind of misinformation that the left can't afford to have out, because the truth has to be blocked. People have to be shielded from it at all costs, because when people are confronted with the truth, they do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem with the truth. It just doesn't go away. It's still there. I mean, it leaves people questioning. You know, this is the definition of reality.
People don't figure it. Yeah, I just hope people don't figure it out 1,000 years from now.
Well, they might. Hey, look, it's taken us over 50 years to figure out, you know, what happened with the Kennedy-Nixon, you know, election.
Right.
So no big surprise. And they keep hiding this stuff. Benghazi. I mean, go right on down the line. I mean, who killed JFK? You know, all this stuff that's gone on, you've got this narrative that the deep state wants everybody to believe in. And it's, you know, the thing is, Rick, people are getting fed up with this stuff. They really are. And here we are. Now we're watching this, you know, this committee investigation about what happened on January 6th. I mean, look at I feel for those Capitol Police officers that went through that endured. We know that they did. There were others that didn't, you know, deal with it to this extent, because clearly they were sitting, you see them in video, they were letting people in. So this was a specified area. The other thing that comes to question is basically you're talking 1-to-1 ratio. Capitol Police, the number of Capitol Police and the number of people, you know, unarmed citizens who went there to the Capitol. Are you kidding me? The Capitol Police, 1-on-1, they could not handle that crowd? I mean, if that isn't an obvious breakdown of leadership, I don't know what is. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God's unconditional love is a new concept for many people who've been raised to worship false deities. And we rejoice when we receive feedback from listeners who through the Tide Ministry have come to know the Lord and how God really feels about them. One young woman recently wrote to share how Christ's love has impacted her life through listening to the Tide Gospel Radio broadcast in Kosovo. I live in a culture where women have to fight for everything and where sexual harassment is considered normal, she said. Listening to how God took care of Ruth and Naomi deeply touched my heart. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom and peace to weary hearts. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping listeners in Kosovo and other countries find peace in the Word of God and how you can help, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Thank you. Hey, we're fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, I'll tell you. All right, I'll go with you. A little bit ornery, but hey, just for a little bit of salsa. You know, after all, you're dealing with a Hispanic here, so put up with me. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, big takeaway here in how the audience needs to perceive what is happening, as some have identified it, as a sham committee hearing. Clearly, in the first day, it really set the stage for what we can expect. But what would be your counsel to our listeners in how they consume, this narrative? Because this is, you can tell already, this is a prescribed narrative, minority leader McCarthy, that Jim Jordan and others have said was going to be Jim Banks, that this was already pre-designed by Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, this is a scripted reality television show, mm-hmm. And so you just have to take it through that lens. One of the things that is most distressing to me about it, and it reveals something about the entirety of this, and so I'm using this as an example so people know how to watch this, how to interpret what's going on. Mm-hmm. We had the Capitol officer who was up there testifying, who has a history of attacking Donald Trump on his social media, had a history of being pretty radical to the left, which I find shocking out of the Capitol Police. But nonetheless, he got up there and he referenced the death of Officer Brian Sicknick. And, of course, the Democrats on stage, from the committee were eating it up, and nobody asked the basic question, which is, Officer, I understand, the concern, but subsequently the coroner determined that he died of natural causes, having absolutely no relationship to anything that happened on January 6th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. Okay. Now I want people to hear that. Well, that's the truth.
Right.
That's a verifiable
real quick, let me interject this too as well. There was also the statement that police officers had died that day. Did you catch that? Plural.
Yep.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's just factually not true.
Right.
But in terms of Sicknick, because I think this is where the whole thing turns.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Officer Sicknick, anytime somebody dies, it is a sad thing. We know that Officer Sicknick was held up as having been killed by being hit by a fire extinguisher on January 6th, died the next evening from his wounds. And that was what we were told for months.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it turned out to be completely untrue. It turned out that the Capitol Police knew it was untrue because he reported back to work in that morning or that evening when he got off shift, and he had no physical wounds.
Right.
So they knew it wasn't true. And yet that narrative was pushed out through the New York Times and elsewhere. When questioned, the reporters asked the officer who was speaking, his attorney, the far left attorney, Andy Mark Zaid, well, that's actually not true. Officer Sicknick died of natural causes, nothing to do with January 6th. And the attorney responded, well, that's how many of the officers feel, as if he had, and so it's perfectly okay to testify that. And that simple statement of that's how the officers feel, rather than what was objectively true, is the turning point of every single discussion we have. Because if objective truth is trumped by, gee, this is how we feel it might have happened, even though it's been proven to be not true.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling becomes what becomes true in the public's mind versus the actual truth. That is the definition of manipulation and attempting to, it's just brainwashing, plain and simple. If you're an officer, you don't get to testify after putting your hand on a Bible. You do not get to testify something you feel is true. You testify to what is true. That is your job. And when law enforcement doesn't do that and breaks that barrier, it is the most dangerous thing that exists. And nothing will be more dangerous comes out of that hearing than what that guy said, because he revealed that feelings matter more than truth when a political agenda is at stake.
Well, what did he say about Donald Trump? Same thing. Feeling. I mean, he was feeling that Donald Trump had incited, you know, had incited this riot, you know, this insurrection. Well, wait a minute. You know, again, as an officer of the court, in a sense, I mean, you're law enforcement, right? You come in, and I understand the rules of a hearing could be different and stuff like that. But these guys are trained. You can't go in and start making statements like that based on your feelings and your subjective, you know, counsel. This was so out of order. See, and this is the kind of stuff that Jim Jordan and Jim Banks would have objected to. And that's what, Nancy Pelosi was nervous about. But you see, again, this is what trumps the narrative out there, and it gives people the wrong impression. And then next thing you know, it's Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot, and whatever else comes out of this. Right.
Well, that's hands up, don't shoot. It's a perfect example since that didn't happen. So how do you deal with this? Listen to what Jordan says afterwards. Listen to what Jim Banks says afterwards, because they're going to lay out what the truth is and attack the narrative. Mm-hmm. And so all the stuff that's being presented, all the kabuki theater that's being presented by Nancy Pelosi, if you want to actually know what happened, pay attention to Jim Jordan, mm-hmm. because he will tell you
right.
what actually is true.
Well, their end game, Rick, here, it's all about the 2022. They know they're in trouble, and that's why this is going on and why they're having their way with this. And they're sealing up their base, and they're going to try and get everybody else to think the same thing. And we're back. You know, they haven't had Donald Trump to pick on for a while. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to bring Donald Trump back in the crosshairs one more time because it works so effectively. Thank you very much, social media, legacy media, and all that, that painted Donald Trump into this insurrectionist character.
100% correct. They ran the 4 years when Donald Trump was president. They didn't have an alternative position to Donald Trump's various policies. It was all about, gee whiz, Ukraine, a lie, Russia, a lie. So it was basically all throwing out lies that were smear campaigns rather than actual truth-based things. But so that's the narrative. That's how they work.
Mm-hmm.
But I will disagree on one thing you said, and that is it's about 2022. Mm-hmm. It is about 2022, but it's about what they want to do between now and 2022. Mm-hmm. There's a big push from the Democrats at Facebook, Twitter, and Google to engage in even more banning of conservative thought, banning of actually talking about what really happened as mm-hmm. in various cases. There is a concerted effort to shut down speech in this country that differs from the approved speech by Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and whoever thinks for Joe Biden. And as a result of that, that's what this really is.
Mm-hmm.
It is an attempt to set the framework for that attack on speech out of the Department of Justice. What's more, given the fact their lead witnesses overtly blamed President Trump for the events of January 6th and said he was responsible, it is also something that the House of Representatives, Democrats, can refer to the Justice Department as a direct investigation by the Justice Department into Donald Trump. So we get to go through, and it isn't about an impeachment vote, because mm-hmm. I know they didn't win that. This is about attempting to find some way that the Justice Department can indict President Trump on future speech. And that is the end game they're playing. They're trying to shut us up, and they're going to use this hearing to do it.
It's back to power and control. Exactly what Lindsey Graham said was going to happen. He said, I hope you don't get it. Well, they've got it now, and we'll see. It's up to the American people, and they're waking up, Rick. People are waking. They're fed up with this stuff. So it's important for them to hear your voice as to how they should consume this information, because, we're being treated like mushrooms here, kept in the dark, and you fed all kinds of manure. And they're piling it on, and with no help from the legacy media. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. Godspeed.
Appreciate it. Take care, Bill. Bye.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC again flip-flopped on its masking guidelines for people who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Tuesday.
The largest concern that I think we in public health and science are worried about is that virus and the potential mutations away we are from a very transmissible virus that has the potential to evade our vaccine in terms of how it protects us from severe disease and death.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Democrat political donor Ed Buck was convicted Tuesday of supplying fatal methamphetamine doses to two men at his West Hollywood apartment. Buck could face life in prison after the guilty verdict. 4 years ago, Jamel Moore was found dead from an OD in Buck's Hollywood apartment. Timothy Dean was found dead from an OD at the same apartment in January of 2019. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, the Biden administration is once again following the lead of his mentor, Barack Obama. Barack Obama probably is calling the shots. He said that's what he wanted to do, just be able to have the ear of the front man. And so he is probably the puppet master, as they say, with Joe Biden and whispering in his ear, hey, look, it, you got to do what I did. And that is go after conservatives, conservative talk. You know what to look for, anything that has the word patriot in it, anything that says conservative, people of faith. And of course, if you know that they voted for Donald Trump, well, then you've got to put the crosshairs on them and go after them with every three-letter agency that is within your power. The honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times, she knows all about this. She experienced it firsthand. Jenny Beth Martin is with us now. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Boy, this is obvious, isn't it? I mean, no holes barred. They're coming after conservatives once again, just like with Obama.
They really are. And I don't think it is going to get better over the next 3.5 years. I think that we have to just keep highlighting what they are doing and make sure people are aware, and then do everything that we can to have the backs of the people they come after. And if you, it's hard to be the person being attacked and have the courage to stand up and say, I'm being attacked, they're hurting me. But I think oftentimes sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Well, the other thing, too, is where people can stand is on the truth. And if you know that you're standing on the truth, it gives you a sense of confidence. And let me tell you, the liars hate people that tell the truth. And this is why they're coming after us. They're making up stories. Now, when I say the truth, I'm talking absolute truth. I'm not talking relative truth here. I mean, some of this stuff is just, it's commonsensical. And common sense and the truth are out the door right now because of what the left is doing, this Marxist aggression that is coming after us. And now they're maligning, and they are saying anybody that's not vaccinated has to be the Trump voter. The only people that are unvaccinated right now are conservatives. This is the new storyline, Jenny Beth.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. And you know what? Here's my question. I think this is a question we all need to be asking right now. Why does the Biden administration have to mandate that healthcare professionals and the VA or government employees, but especially let's focus on healthcare professionals, why do we have to mandate that healthcare professionals get the vaccine? These are the people who are diagnosing and treating COVID and presumably treating people who've had the vaccine. What are they seeing that is causing them to hesitate? What is it that they see that we're not hearing in the media? Why do the healthcare professionals need it to be mandated? Something's going on there, and I think that we need to be asking that question. Why haven't they taken it? Not because...
The number one reason? Yeah. It's not FDA approved. These are scientists, these are healthcare workers that are used to following specific protocols and guidelines that have saved and protected their lives all these years. Now all of a sudden you're going to come in with an exception? Whoa, that's a little precarious even for the professionals.
I agree, and I don't think that if it is FDA approved, say in the next 6 weeks, potentially. I'm hearing that it could be. I still think they wouldn't be taking it because they don't know the midterm and the long-term side effects from the vaccine. And you cannot know that until time has passed. You will not know what a side effect is that you may not see for 3 to 5 years until that time has passed. And there may not be any side effects. It may be perfectly safe, but you don't know until time has passed. And I'm telling you right now, if the healthcare professionals are hesitating, that should warn all of us that we need to be going, wait, what are they doing? Wait, why are we listening to the news as our doctor instead of the doctors who are going, wait, hold on just a minute.
You're exactly right. What do they know that we don't know? And of course, they're not being influenced by the mainstream media because they're on the front lines. They see it, based on other experiences, I said, and they're seeing it there in their offices or in the hospitals firsthand. And so they are giving, you talk about the canary in the coal mine. They are the canaries in the coal mine, aren't they?
They are. And here's what I'm talking to a lot of these doctors, and what they say is that there are early treatment options that people who have had COVID already have a natural immunity that seems to last. They're not seeing reoccurrences of COVID in people who truly had it to begin with. Mm-hmm. The vaccine's immunity is not long lasting. It's not even a year. It doesn't even last a year from what they're seeing. And, so I think that all of those things combined, especially because there are doctors who are treating the virus with a cocktail of drugs, sort of like the way they treated AIDS with a cocktail of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
They're saying there are other things that we can do. We don't have to put this vaccine in. And I just think that's the question we need to be asking. And if your doctor is pushing it, I would be finding a doctor who isn't and find out why they haven't had it yet.
Yes.
I think that we deserve to know the truth about the medicine, the side effects, the benefits, risk of not having it versus risk of having it before we make that personal decision between our doctor and ourselves based on our own health history, what we should do. And it will be right for some people and others. It may not be because of their own health history.
It's called informed consent, Jenny Beth.
Yes.
This is the basis of our health care. You abandon informed consent and you start running out of fear or being compelled or mandated to do this sort of thing. You leave yourself open. My question is, with the administration forcing, and now they're thinking about having all federal employees vaccinated, this sort of thing, what kind of liability happens down the road if, like thalidomide in the 40s and 50s, they say, this is all pretty innocent, women are having problem with nausea, let's give them a shot of thalidomide. And then all of a sudden we had this rash of miscarriages and malformed babies. Well, who became liable for that? You know, and what happened there? And in this case, I mean, this is and this is how they're protected, you know, the pharmaceuticals, because the government has given them an exemption and protection from liability. Well, that's the other thing, too. You know, it's like go out there on the high wire, but there's no liability for the person that set up the high wire. And if it fails, then it's, oh, oops, sorry. Or maybe not. You know, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And there is the exemption that I didn't even know about before last year for vaccines. What we have to be very careful about is that healthcare cannot become what is best for the greater good, and that we look at everyone as a whole to make healthcare decisions. Healthcare decisions need to be personal healthcare decisions, personal healthcare based on your decisions with you and your doctor. The doctor needs to be upholding the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm and
exactly.
Take care of the patient, not to take care of the greater good of society. And if we move away from that, which is what is happening right now, I think we run into there will be other problems in the future. And I don't want to see people dying. I want people to protect the most vulnerable as much as we can, but we have to weigh the risk versus the reward. We can't shut down our country again.
Exactly.
Kids don't need to be in masks, and we need to be very careful before we start mandating what drugs must go into a person's body.
Well, beyond that, it's the power that we turn over to the government and we give up our own liberties. That is even more dangerous yet. Jenny Beth, this had to be eerie. I mean, in as much as you were at the west end of the U.S. Capitol here the other day, you know, and of course, while you're doing that, we've got a hearing going on because of what happened at the Capitol on January the 6th. But you were there to stand with America and everyone else shoulder to shoulder with the people of Cuba as they begin, as you said, the brave and exciting process of freeing themselves from 6 decades of communist dictatorship. About 50 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize what happened.
The people in Cuba are holding the American flag because they know our flag, not the Russian or the Chinese flag, stands for freedom. And we as the American people and as the American government need to be standing with them as they try to regain their freedom and escape from a communist dictatorship that has lasted 60 years. That's why we were there. And it was the first rally on the West Lawn since January 6th. And it was peaceful, as we know how to be.
Exactly. Jenny Beth, thank you so much for the time. I mean, interesting that the people of Cuba can honor the American flag more than the people who grew up in this country that are, you know, desecrating our flag. It is rather sad, to say the least.
Are you
Jenny Beth Martin,
refinancing
thank you.
Your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Got a real treat for you. You know, I'll tell you, when you read this book and you hear from David Zucchino, it gives you the sense that journalism is back. The art, the true art that has been missing, where there is the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. And David has done this. And as a result, he has won a Pulitzer Prize. It's a national bestseller. His book is Wilmington's Lie, The Murderous Coup of 1898 and The Rise of White Supremacy. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Why did this story have to come out?
Because it had been buried and misrepresented by white supremacists for almost a century. They portrayed it as a black race riot, an attempt by African Americans to take over Wilmington by force and kill all the whites, and that unfortunately the white people had to rise up and defend their city. And in fact, it was just the opposite. It was the whites who were stockpiling weapons and the whites who launched a white supremacist riot and coup that overthrew the government, but it was portrayed as just the opposite for many years. And then finally, the story was just buried. So I really thought I should correct the historical record and also bring to light this momentous event in not only North Carolina history, but in American history that really changed the course for African-American voters and African-American citizens and deprived them of their basic civil rights for decades afterwards, and had this incredible influence throughout the South. Mm-hmm. They proved to other white supremacists that you could murder and intimidate black voters and overthrow a multiracial government and get away with it with no consequences. So that was an important message, and it was received by white supremacists across the South who went on their own rampages and went on their made their own very successful attempts to keep black men from voting or holding public office.
Once again, you know, what comes out to me as I'm reading your book, and we talk white supremacists, this is political. This is politics, mm-hmm. and we're talking the genesis here that take you right into the Democratic Party, does it not?
Yes. And at that time, the Democratic Party was the party of white supremacy, and the Republican Party was the party of Lincoln and black suffrage. And obviously, they've switched today. They're the opposite. But the Democratic Party was on 100% white supremacists, really trying to restore antebellum society and trying to return to African Americans to positions of civility and being under absolute control by the dominant white race. And there was an ingrained belief that African Americans were barely human. They were inferior, they were incompetent and unintelligent, and they needed the strong, firm, guiding hand of the white man.
And that wasn't happening in Wilmington. I mean, you had very successful black businesses. You know, it was an interracial community that was quite vibrant at the time. So, I mean, you talk about a big lie. I mean, it's lie upon lie, was it not?
Exactly. I mean, Wilmington was really an outlier. It was probably the most integrated city in the South, and it was certainly the only major southern city that had a black majority population. It was 56%, and it was a rare example of a city that had black men in positions of power. Three of the 10 city councilmen and 10 of the 26 policemen were black men, and there were black magistrates and so on. There was a thriving black middle class with artisans and merchants, and there was at least 60-some black professionals, doctors, lawyers, and professors. It was a thriving, you know, multiracial community, and this was just unacceptable to the white supremacists. And you can imagine what a threat this was to their way of life.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, it countered the narrative. So how was this lie able to be perpetrated on this, you know, I mean, Wilmington, for all intents and purposes, kind of a quiet community. I mean, they're getting along, they're being successful, and all of a sudden, you know, well, the Democrats decide, look, they need to be back in power, and they're going to do anything. You know, it's almost reminiscent of hearing Lindsey Graham, you know, talking to the Democrats in the recent hearing for a chief justice, or not chief justice, but for a justice of the Supreme Court, right? That you're so hungry for power, you will do anything, and I hope you don't get it. And it just seems like that attitude has risen its head, you know, even back then, and it's still around.
Right. And what they did was use a fake news campaign. This is one of the first examples of fake news. As you know, newspapers were king then. It was the only source of information. And the white supremacists who started their white supremacy campaign, which is the title they gave it, planned and carried out this coup over a period of months. And they used newspapers to incite white voters to attack, beat, lynch, intimidate black men to keep them from voting. And they did it by telling their white readers that they were the black beast rapists out there to come and rape their women and steal their jobs, and then black men were too incompetent and unintelligent to hold office, and so on. And that was the lie that they perpetrated, and the white voters believed it, and the white vigilantes took action and beat, intimidated, and lynched black men to keep them from voting.
David, how does this make you feel as a professional journalist, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author? You know, when you see your industry is taken over, and here we are, 100-plus years later, and we're dancing the same dance. I mean, you know, we've got a First Amendment right. Our media needs to be. I mean, they are the vanguard of liberty in our democracy. And when it gets to the point when they can be controlled and a narrative instead of good reporting is put out there, it puts us all at risk, doesn't it?
Right. And I'm hoping I've made some tiny accomplishment by digging into this story and showing how misinformation and the big lie and fake news can have such a powerful effect. And I hope anybody who reads this will tie it to what's happening today. I mean, the very same thing has happened on a much more sophisticated level, and you have a much broader and deeper media landscape to deal with now. Before it was just newspapers. Now you have this vast internet where it's so easy to package lies as the truth and to find your own audience who will believe anything you say in it. And it's very dangerous. And we journalists have a big responsibility to expose this, but it's very, very difficult with the way information is diffused now, and there's so many different sources. It's a real threat to democracy.
David, can I ask you, regarding Wilmington's lie, how much damage did this do, you know, to the idea of race relations and for us to be able to appreciate and be a part of Martin Luther King's dream?
It was devastating. And it really, what it did to me was just show me how powerful that underlying undercurrent of racism and racial hatred and white grievance that was there before 1898 and has been there ever since, and how you needed a demagogue like Donald Trump to bring it to the surface. And it's frightening to me how powerful that force is. And we saw it on January 6th, that you can incite people to violence by repeating a big lie often enough and loud enough, and people will respond to it. And that's truly frightening.
You said something earlier, and it challenged me, honestly. And I mean no offense by it. It's only, you know, we're communicating. I appreciate your book and your journalism and you know, your award as a Pulitzer Prize author in that. And that is that you suggested that there's been a shift, you know, from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party of these white supremacists. And you got to help me. If that's really what you believe, you got to help me understand that, because I for some reason, I'm not seeing it that way.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to imply that every single Republican is a white supremacist, but there is a concerted effort in the Republican Party to make it as difficult as possible for African Americans to vote. And it may, I agree, it may not even be motivated by racism. I mean, if African Americans still voted for the Republican Party, there would be no reason to try to suppress their vote. In fact, they would try to be supporting it. So I don't know that it's racist. It's political. It's
right.
These are the
people. Well, you see, this is, and then that's a dangerous thing, like you just said, even from the start of the book. It's a political filter that is blinding us. And I just want to say, let's look at it. I mean, because when you look at the 2020 elections and you see how many people of color, you know, voted for the Republican Party, why do you think they did that?
That's a very good question. I wonder myself. What I don't know what they thought the Republicans would offer them, but obviously they thought Republicans had something to offer and the Democrats did not. But,
well, the Democrats have had over 100 years of opportunity to offer them. And basically, I mean, you had a lot of people of color, a lot of blacks coming out saying, hey, you haven't been delivering. And,
well, you know, hear that a lot.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that this is all coming down, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because we're dealing with politics. I mean, to me, when you get into the political realm, you look for what is going to, you know, serve your interest. And, the whole issue and debate over systemic racism, I just, you know, I'm sensitive to it because I want to see it, I want us to be able to have that conversation in a way that's constructive. David Zucchino, congratulations on the book, your award, well deserved. This is awesome. Thank you for, you know, all that you put into this, because to uncover a huge lie, I mean, this is what our show is all about, is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And it takes courage, you know, to do that and to straightening out the record. And it makes me wonder along the way, I mean, this is 1898, a big lie. How many other lies are hanging out there? Maybe that's your next Pulitzer Prize, huh?
Maybe so. But anyway, thank you for having me on, Bill. I really enjoyed it. It was a great conversation.
Well, you take care. Wilmington's Lie, The Murderous Coup of 1898 and the Rise of White Supremacy, from David Zucchino.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I start.